We are on Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Aleph. We are in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara had a shaila. If a person told a shliach to sell a half a kul and he sold a whole kul, does that mean that he's Moisef al Dvorov or Maver al Dvorov? He's Moisev al Dvorov, so the half a kul that he sold is sold. The other half, Vashteitzich, is not chal. Or could be, it's Mavir al Dvorov. He told him to sell a half a kul by selling a whole kul, so it wasn't done kirtzeinai, so Bechlal, the Mekach, isn't chal. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Reish of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Hoysak Subosa Mono Umocha Shavamone Vedina Bemone Mecha Bottle. So the Gemara understood that Pshat is that she sold Amona Vedina, for Amona Vedina, and this is a Mechira for her Ksuba, which is Amona, and it says Mecha Bottle. So we see that it's Mavir Al-Dvor. So the Mo said no. This is speaking about Oizel Gabo. That means she sold a Kalke that was worth Amona, and the dinner for a money. That's why Mechra Bottle. But could be if it was sold for the correct price. So then it's called Moisev al Dvorov. So the Gemara asks, Omid the Seifer Beda Oizel, Avareisha Beda Loy Oizel. We have the same case in the Seifer, that four Karkois were sold, and the last Karke was sold, was worth a money of a dinner, the Gemara understood, and it was sold for a money. I mean, the safe of the Oizel, Avereisha, but the Loy Oizel. The Ktani, let's start from the second line and after the Tzadik Tes. The Ktani, safe, Oizek, Subosa, Arba, Me, Yezuz. Mocho, Leze, Bemone, Leze, Bemone. And the third one was also Bemone. La'achen, Yof, Bemone, Vedina, Bemone. Shalachin mechabotel v'shel kulon mechon kai. Al koponim, so we know the din of oizel. So kochach, the case in the reisha is not oizel. So the Gemara says, loy, reisha v'seife b'da oizel. Both cases are speaking about oizel. So we have twice the Mishnah is telling us that if a karke that was worth a money v'dina, and it was sold less than its value, was sold for a money, the mekach is bought. The seifa hokamash malo. So what is, why do you need two similar cases? The seifa hokamash malo. Taime do oizel b'diyasmi. Tavke if it was oizel b'diyasmi. That means, the fourth kalke, so, they only owe her one more money, and she's taking a kalke which is worth a money vidino. So she's selling it for a money. So she's taking the yisaimim's nechosim. That means they don't owe her a money vidino; they just owe her a money. And she took a money and dinner and sold it for a money. Time of the oizel b'di yasmi. Avo b'di do. But, let's say, by the first three sodas, the first three sodas, I feel like she would have sold a money v'dinner for a money. So pshat is there, the money v'dinner, she has a right to take the owe 400 zuz. So the first soda was worth a money v'dinner. Fine. And she sold it for a money, so either afsida nafsha. So it's also no problem. I mean, the first soda was the first payment for the ksube, and it goes on record, that was a mona v'dina. She only got a mona, that's her problem. So the Mishnah wants to make a diik. Davke, the fourth sode, the mekach is bottle, because there she had no right to sell the nichsei hayisaimim. Avo b'dido, but the first three sodas, so there she's really selling, whatever she's selling is adding up to her ksube, mechakai. So that's why it's the safest coming to tell us that the whole problem of oizel is only by when we are stepping on the toes of the yisaimim. We're selling something which she's not entitled to get. But if she sold something she's entitled to get, even though she undercharged it, that's no problem. So the Gemara says, that chiddush ha-mi-de-reisha shamet mina, that you know from the reisha. The reisha says, hoisa ksuboso mosayim umocho shovemone b'mosayim. That's not the gear of the kasha. The kasha is from this bova. Oishovim mosayim b'mone. That we know, that if he owed her Mosayim, and she sold Mosayim for a mona, niskab l'ksubosa. So there it says clear that the mekach is kayim. So why do they need a diuk in the last bava to tell me that in the first three mechiras, if she were taking a karka that is worth a mona v'dina, and sell it for a mona, the mechira is chal? It says that in the reish of the Mishnah. She had a karka that was worth Mosayim, and they owe her Mosayim, and she sold it for a mona, the Mechiras Chalvin is Kablok Subosa. So this din I know from the reish of the Mishnah. Now you're telling me, the last bov in the Mishnah is telling me as follows, that the fourth karka, since she's taking from the Yisayimim, it doesn't belong to her, the extra dinner, and she sold it, she was mezalzel in the Mekach, so then the din is that the Mekach is bottle. But if she took a karka that rightfully belongs to her, then oizel is no problem. That din says in the Reisha, well, she need us to save the Tomei Adiyuk. This din I know from the Reisha. So the Gemara says, no. Mao de tema hosam hu de istalkalo my base alagamri. It's a, the Reish is speaking about that she took a karka that's worth Mosayim and sold it for a money. So there is no problem whatsoever. They owe her Mosayim. She sold this karka. She got a money. Yudavse danavsha. So there's no problem whatsoever. So there's poshut. There's nothing wrong with this mekach. Avol hoche nigzer mona rishin otu mona achen. But here I would think there's a mokim to make a gzeire. That means she's selling kakois. So now she says four kakois to sell. Now, the halacha is if the fourth karka was worth a money with dinner and she sold it for money, so the mekach is bottle. Now, but there's a whole bunch of karkois over here. The third karka, it's kosher. The second karka, it's kosher. So I would think we'd be geyser that people see she's selling, she sold the first karka money with dinner, the Esther of. She sold it for a money. So Esther of, is this good? Yeah. Second karka, the same thing. She sold, it was money with dinner, she sold it for money. Is it good? The Rav says it's good. By the fourth karka, we won't ask Shilas anymore. By the fourth karka, we're already became from the first three mechiras. That it was a money with dinner that was good. So we'll come in paskin, that the four, you don't have to ask. How much do you have to ask already? I mean, we asked three times already. The Rav said, well, all three times it's good. So the fourth karka, you don't have to ask already. So my male will say the fourth mekach, the mekach is also good. And there the mekach is not good. So I would think in order to prevent such a kilko, we should be geyser the first three mechires unto the fourth mechire. Because we need four mechires to, that she should acquire her ksube. And one of these mechires, if it will be a mon of a dinner for a mon, is no good. So I think we would gozer the first three up to the fourth one. Avoch and nigza mon arishna to mon achre, kamash melon that we're not gozer. Now let us see Rashi. So the Gemara says that it's coming to tell us a dig. The oizel but the yasmi. The fourth karke, she's selling, she's taking the nichsei yisoimim, shloi hoye lo oida leim klum. She doesn't owe that, they don't owe her anymore. Shrei ba'achrein tosa, the last field she made a toys. That means, so she's taking more than she's entitled to get, and she was meizel. Avol bedido, so that's the diik. Bediyasmi, it's mekhabotl. Avol bedido, kigoin shato asaitz alechem in arishayne. Shahoya atois aleho. They're the whole, who's suffering from this toys? Only she's suffering from the toys. Shreyesh lo oid ligvois velimke mehem. That means she took a karka that was worth a monavidino, so. There's nothing wrong with that. They owe her 400, 4 months they owe her. So when the first kaka was a mon and a dinner, so lemaise, so there's nothing wrong with the mekach. So yes, mecha kayim. Why is the mecha kayim, I lechayim, she was nisane? So Rashi says, number one, they know no bikakois, b'chosh gein shen kan shtus shirei no. So the Gemara says, niskablok suboso, lemrina mechabotu. So the Gemara says, I know if we're not cheapening the yisoimim, so there's no chesoron that she was moizel in the Mecca. So the Gemara answers, "Hosam udistalkalom b'mechir shayni my base legamri." Over there, this mechira does not harm the yisaimim, and at the same time, whoever it harms her. Lekalim igzamidi. So there's no reason to say that the mekach is in chal. Avol hoch the mechir rishayne leistalkalo. That means there will be a continuation to this mechir. Eime im tosa b'mona rishin, nami yei mecha botl, ota mona acha, b'ay neisi lemeima mecha kaya. Kamash blonde v'lochi davke, de tosa b'mona acha, de mona rishin, mecha kaya. Now I'd like to say over an interesting ritva. The ritva asks, v'dilma hochinami. He says, the Gemara is telling us the chiddush, that the sages are telling us a chiddush, that if there was a tois in the first mecha, there was a hizol in the first mecha, it's not a problem. You're not going to the first mecha or to the last mecha. Fragt der Ritva a pertinent question. Vidulma hochinami, maybe taki a geise, di to bekame hodri. Could be if you make a toise, taka hodri. Aye, it says in the Mishnah that all three are good, but rishayne mechem kaim lefisha leito. I mean, how do you take it? No, the Mishnah tells us the three good mechiras, one no good mechiras, or the no good is no good, and all three are good. No way all three are good, because they were talking good mechiras. But where do you see in the Mishnah that if the one of the first three were no good, that one of the first three were no good, that it's still good? V'yeshleima. So the Ritva says like this, the Imkain, if you'll tell me that if the first one is, there was a mone vidina, and she sold it for mone, it's no good, lashmina de toy bekame hoda. So why did he say by the last case it was toys hoda? Say by the first case it's hoda. Elovadai hochikoma. So you see that the Mishnah is specifying. When is it hoda? by the last one, that's Tobedi Yasmi, but Tobedi Da, it's Loyoda. Aye, the Mishnah is very modest. The Mishnah is a Pesfor telling us three good Mechiris is good. So he says, we're learning wrong Pshat in the Mishnah. Elevade Hachikoma. Mocha Laze Bimone. Now let's learn over the Mishnah. Mocha Laze, she sold the first Kake. Bimone Shelo. That means she sold the first Kake for her money. V'loze, the second kake, b'mone shelo. V'chein la'achroin, she sold b'mone shelo. U'lekulo, nosnu yofi mone edina. By all of them. All four cases, that means that's Pshan the Mishnah. If you look in the Mishnah, so you say, give an interesting Pshan the Mishnah. Oisek subos abe meizuz. U'mocha loze, b'mone shelo. Ulaze bimone shelo. Ula achrein. And ula achrein also bimone shelo. Ula kulu yafe mone vidine bimone. In all the cases. That's he learns Pshat. In all the cases yafe mone vidine bimone. Shacha bimone shel kulu mechan kayim. The Ritva says, how do we know to say such a pshat the Mishneh? Be it to the Masnis and Sheminin, the Hochi Boitan the Lashmin. Because Taket, we asked Takash, Idoizel, so we learned already the Dinoizel. That it's no good. So Taket, so that is the Hechich, that is pshat in the Mishneh. Zok the Gemara weiter. The Ika da Amri. Now, there's a Ika da Amri. Now, the first Lashon was that we have a Sofik. If the Moicha told the Shliach to sell a Chatzi Kul, and he sold a Kul, so we have a Sofik, is that Moisev al-Dvorov or Maver al-Dvorov? Vika Damri. Ho loiti boiloch. This is not a shail. Heiche da omele zil zoven li lischa. If he told them sell a chatziku. Bezoven le kura, ni solda ku. The badi moisiv al dvor of habe. Vitzicha moisiv al dvor. No shail. Kiti boiloch da omele zil zoven li kura. The other way around. He told, sell me a kul. And he went and sold a chatzi kul. My, mi amrinen omalei de toviloch of diloch. That the shlich can tell him, listen, I did you a gebalde ketoive. Dile mitztarchiloch zuzi. Will come out. Why does a person sell kakois? A person normally tries to hold on to his kakois. No, pshat is that the hechech leyegune. If he needs money, he sells his kake. So he says, I didn't want to sell the other chatziku, because maybe it'll come out, maybe you should have told him you'd get money. Now, if I would sell the other chatziku, it's fafala. So a whole kur is lost. The leimitz tachilach zuzi, if it'll come out eventually, you won't need money, leimotzi sotras bay. If I would have sold the other chatziku, you wouldn't have got, and you've lost that karke. Oidume omalei, you can tell him, leinichale delivshi shtori elavoi. Or else, that the moicha will tell the shliach, I don't want that there should be a numerous number of shtoris. That means like this. That means, I want to sell the whole kul. So you sold half a kul. So what'll be? Now, later I have to sell the other half a kul. Fine, that's no problem. But there's a middle problem. Because when people will see that I'm selling a lot of karkois, So that means people won't know exactly how much I'm selling. First I sold one kaka, then I'm selling another kaka. So that means that my financial matzav is pretty low. I'm selling all my kakoi. So that's no good for a multitude of reasons that people should get such an impression. So memela, so fakir, so that's called maver al dvor. It's called maver al dvor. That's the shaila. The Ritva says amir de kavot over here, perhaps to be masber the oimek adovo. When he told him to sell a kul, he could learn two ways. He tells him, listen, I need money. So she sell my kakoi. So sell tilakul. That's one way you could learn pshat. Tilakul. He sold less than a kul. Fine. Moisev al dvorov. That means it's pshat is, he said tilakul, and I taka went. I could have done tilakul. I only did half a kul. Or, I told you, sell a kul. I want Bedavka to sell a kul because I don't want that it should be, people will say, I'll have a lot of mechiras. So I mean Davka kul. So it's maver al dvor. Let us see Rashi. Dilei mitztarchi loch zuzi, v'tischaret b'mechiroscho. If it'll come out you won't need money, and you have charot on the mechira, lo yiyise yochel lachzer es im mechatiyo. You wouldn't have been able to have charot if I would have sold it. I did your gevalde ketoyve, but I didn't sell it yet. Let's wait. Oma Rabbi Chanina Misure Toshma. I'll be patient to Shiloh. Nosan Loi Dinner Shelzov. Now, here we're talking about, again, could be this was Shaloi Bidiosom. A person had a Dinner Shelzov of Hegdish. Now, a dinner shel zov of Hegdish is 25 dinrei kesef and 6 sloim. And 6 sloim and 1 dinner. That is, there is an erasure here, but hold on. In a cellar, the six sloim. There are 6 sloim, 6 and 6 sloim and 1 dinner. Nosnalei dinner shows up. Omalei, hovilei choluk. You should purchase from me a choluk with this dinner shows up. So that means the 6 sloim, you should invest in a choluk. V'heviloi b'sholeish choluk. So he bought him a choluk for 3 sloim. And b'sholeish talis. And the other 3, he bought him a talis. Shneiem moilu. So both of them are moil. So pshat, both of them are moil. So l'chayr pshat is on the knias acholuk, so the balabais told him to buy a choluk with this money, bought a choluk. The knias atalis, so the shliach is moil. This he did on his own accord. So the Moses yamrit b'shloim shliach kai gavna oise shlichusa, if you'll say, by doing less than what the agreement was, that's also called Aisishli Chusoi. We had before he told them to sell a kul, and he sold a half a kul. That's called also Eishir Shlichusai. Umoisev al Dvorav Havi. It's called, I did your Shlichus, Moisev al Dvorav. Mishimachi Balabayis Mol. So it's very good, of Balabayis is Mol. He gave him, 6 sloy. To buy a cholik, he bought a cholik for 3 sloy, but the knias ha-cholik is b'shlichuscha. Eloi amrit mavir al dvorav havi, but if you'll say that if you buy less, just like if you sell less, so that's called mavir al dvorav, so within if you buy less, it's also called mavir dvorav hoi. Amaymol. So why is the balabayis mol? It wasn't Eishir Shlichusoi. I told you, you should take 6 sloim and buy a choluk. You bought me a choluk for 3 sloim. So the Gemara answers, Ochamai skinin ba'aisalei shove sheish b'sholosh. It is speaking about, if I care, I told you to buy me for 6 sloim a choluk. You bought a choluk that's worth 6 sloim for 3 sloim. So I got a bargain. My mamish meredik. Ihochi shliach amaymol. So why is the shliach moyu? So that means, so it was niskayim, the shliches of the balabai. So why is the shliach moil a talis? He's moil because of the hitzah of the other 3 sloim that he purchased a talis. Now let us see Rashi. And before we see Rashi, I'd like to see one small Tosfos, and then we'll understand the difficulty in Rashi. Eli Amrit Maver Advorov. The more is, if you say, is by selling less, is Maver Advorov. Havi Balabayis Amay Mos. Why is the Balabayis Mos? That's not also Shlichus. The mash hevile cholok cotton vera. That means he told them to purchase a 6 seller dike cholok, which is a bekover dike cholok. He purchased a inferior cholok. Ichoshev kamayle nichale delivshi story elave. That means just like we said, there's a svore. Two mechiris is detrimental to me. It's nafishalei shtare. So memela buying an inferior choluk is also it's idolman. So that's why it's mavir al dimri balabayis. It's mavir al bor. That's what Taisvi says. Now let us see Rashi. Dinu shozov, shove chofe dinri kesef, kudumrine bazov, veheim shisha sloy. So the Rishash says, I mean, Tosis is all people over here, but you have to take this with a grain of salt. It's not shisha sloyim, it's a little bit more than shisha sloyim. It's shisha sloyim. And the shisha sloim would be 24 dinrim. So we need a quarter. The heavy loy bisholesh sloim choluk. Bavidumye dizoven loy kure, dizoven lischa, he told him to sell a kur, and he sold a chatziko. Shaitzabo limker kol adina b'cholik, told him to spend the whole dinner for the cholik. So the Gemara asks if it's called marver al dvoro amaymol. Afal gav the lekala meima hoche taime dafushi story. So Rashi seems to ask what Tosfos kasha. It's a very pertinent question. There it's marvel al dvoro because lenichale bafushi story. But over here there's no miu ibaalme marvel al dvoro havi. Al kochen le'osa shlichusei. Now, we have to understand what Rashi's answering. Rashi asked a very good kasha. Tosfos also asked the kasha. Rashi said it's not, Tosfos said it's a cholok ra is like it's equivalent to a fushi shtore. That means, this mekach is an inferior mekach and fakerta. I don't want this. But Rashi does not seem to say this. Takan is no chesorim. Miu ibaalma maver al dvorav have al kochen le'osu shlichusa. So Rashi is very shver. Lulei de mistafine, I would like to say pshat in Rashi, and perhaps it's called lemes. I'd like to give a hakdome, the Divrei Yecheskel explains as a machlokes Rashi in the Rashba, the beginning of the fourth parak of HaShaleach. The machlokes is as follows. There's a case that a Reuven made Shimon HaShliach to give his wife a get. Then Reuven said, so Shimon can give the get. Then Reuven says, to make a long story short, for a month I don't want you to give a get. It means you're shliach, but this month I don't want you to give a get. And the shliach gives a get this month. So Rashi says that the get is chal. And the Rashba says the get is not chal. If he doesn't, in such a case, if he doesn't want to give the get this month, so why should the get be chal? How can you give a get if the Mashal doesn't want to give the get? So Divir Cheskel wants to say Pshat and Rashi as follows. There's a bekannte machloikis, the Rambam and the Tool. If a person made a shliach to give a get, and then the mishaleach became a shaita, can the shliach give a get? Is the Rambam holds, minatoire the shliach can give a get, and the Tool holds, minatoire the shliach can't give a get. So the Ktzais is Mevayer, what's the Yisod HaMachloikis between the Rambam and the Tur. Nagavuch and Israel said Rashi also like the Rambam. Rabbi Emerson, when the person makes a Shliach, to make a Chalais Gerishin, so the Koyach, Legarish, was Nimsa to the Shliach. He is accomplished with the mini ashlichus. You have a koyach legarish. So now the mishalach became a shaita. She became a shaita. I don't need the das hamishalach anymore. All I need the megarish is the shliach, and the shliach has the koyach legarish to that they. Megarish made him a shliach, that the Baal made him a shliach. Nagavuche, we had mentioned a few nights ago, we had mentioned Rashi Shita, that the Isha can't sell to herself the karka. And the Ran says as well, because since she's like the Moicha, so never went out of the Rishus. I mean, you see, she has a Pshadun Moicha. It's not just a formality and the Yisayimim are the Moicha. No, she's the Moicha. Look to Divrei Yecheskel. Amor v'kezach. Look to Yecheskel. So what is the difference if the Mashalach is a shoite, or if the Mashalach says, I don't want you to give the get. If I would, so, Rashi says, it's also no difference. I don't need your rotzen. I'm the Megarish. If you want to be Mevatel the Shlichis, that's another parsh. You can make me a Shlichis. There's a din of Bittel Shlichis. But, if you don't want to be mevatel the shlichis, so memele, a guten tog, you don't want to give a get, I want to give a get. I'm a baal abos to give a get, I don't need your das, I don't need your rotz. Ad kam divrei, a divrei yechesko. Now let's go a little further. Now let's go on our Gemara. The first shayla of the Gemara, then we'll come to the case of Me'ila. There's another problem over here. When we learn Rashi, besides we don't understand what Rashi's saying, but there's another problem. Rashi says, even though here it doesn't apply the Inyan of Afushi Shtore, but he didn't do a shlichus. Pasnish, he didn't do a shlichus. So there's a new svore. So there's a new svore. So why did the Gemara have to bring in a svore of afushi shtore? I mean, if for whatever Rashi means, not understanding what Rashi means, but Rashi says if it's ma'aver al dvorov, is loyosu shlichus. So it's loyosu shlichus. So it's a finish. So why do you have to say a whole Torah that lanichalei b'afushi shtore? That's enough. We first have to know what Rashi means, and then we have to know if whatever Rashi says is a cheshbon, so why did Gemara have to bring in the svar of afushi shtore? So it could be as follows. Let's talk about the first case of the Gemara. I made this person a shliach to sell a kul. She's b'kayich to sell a kul of my karke. He went and sold a chatzi kul. So now let's start talking. So tell him, you sold a chatzi kul. I didn't want you to sell a chatzi kul. Very good. So what is the, I don't want you to sell a chatzi kul better than I don't want you to give a get now? And just like there Rashi holds, I don't, am I a shliach? You want mevatel me for a shliach. I'm your shliach. You made me a shliach to sell a kul, yesh b'chlal masayim money, ain't b'chlal masha b'prat. That means, you told me to sell a kul, m'shlich to sell a chatzi kul, and I have a koyach to sell this whole thing. I'm selling half of it. You don't want, I should have done it. Fine. I'm not asking you. I'm the baal boss. I am the koyach. Just like you don't want, I should give a get down, I give a get to get his chal. So if you don't want, I should sell them. I sell it's also chal. Fine. So therefore the Gemara say a new cheshbon. The Gemara say a cheshbon. What's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is, but you're making me call you. So dach sich mir, this is a new svara of l'skuni shibarticha b'loy la'avosi. That means, I sold you that l'skuni for my tikkun. You're making a kilkul. By doing this, you're being mekalkul me. So there never was a minui hashlichus that if you mekalkul me. So that's why the Gemara had to say the Sfora. That means, without the Sfora, I'm not doing your Shlichus, I'm not doing what you want to do, but I don't care, even though I'm not doing what you want me to do, I can still do it. In order to say that the Mekach is bottle, we have to say a new Sfora, but you're being, I never made you a Shlich to stab me in the back, but by selling, making two machiras, you're stabbing me in the back. So, you never got a koyach ashliches to be mekalkel me. That means this is something else. To selling half kakoy should be mekalkel me. This is different than to give a get. I don't want to give her a get now, but that's not cool. But the shlichus is to give a get, and you're giving a get. Here, pshat is selling the cock piecewise is stabbing me in the back. So, that's why the Gemara mentioned this for. Okay. Now, let's talk about the case of Me'ila. The case of Me'ila, the person gave him 6 sloim, and he told them, you should buy a cholok for 6 sloim. I'm giving you 6 sloim to buy a cholok. He went and he bought a cholok for 3 sloim. Bought a cholok for 3 sloim. Now, there are 2 shailas over here. Achsach men. There's 1 shail, well, let's not talk about Hilchus Mila. Let's talk about Hilchus Mekach Memka. Was this purchased, yes or no? Did the cholik for 3 sloim become purchased? So, dachsach men, in kenem anachno, it was ich a purchase. If Rashi says that here it does not apply the svore of Afushi Shtore, so that means here you can't say l'skuni shtalticha b'loy la'avosi. That means I made you a shlich to purchase for me a shirt with this money, and you purchase a shirt for me. I'm not so freed in what you did, but l'maise, this is a miluy of the shlichus. I'm telling you to purchase a shirt with this money. Purchase a shirt with this money. So memele. Dachsach me, according to Rashi, the Mekach is Zichakai. The Mekach is Zichakai. Like the Geirish in this Kai, the Rashi says in Asheleich. Fine. So what does Rashi say? But by Me'ila, there's 1 more thing by Me'ila. We heard before Gemara and Daf Tzadik Chesabit Beis. First of all, we have to know 1 thing. Like this, we have a klal in shlichel dvar avera. But by Milo, there's a ribui, they say, yes, shlichel dvar avera. But the Mishnah says, v'ashliach sh'oso shlichusoi balabayis mal, le'oso shlichusoi shliach mal. That means, if you did what I wanted you to do, so then I'm moil. Then there's a din yes, shlichel dvar avera. If you did not do what I wanted you to do, so out the din that I should be nenash for your pu'ule. Here we're not talking about chaloisen, I gave you a koyach to buy you, but here we're talking about averis. Will I be nenash because you were moitzi, the 3 sloim shall hegdish bishlichusi. I beg your pardon. That was not bishlichusi. I did not want you to do this. So even though the mekach is chal, but I won't be chayav kol mila. And that's the chmir, let us again look in the Lashon of Rashi. I think that's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying, Amaymol, Aval gav deleka lemaymoche taimi dafushi shtore. Miu, Iba'alme Mabir al Dvorafav, it's called, I'm not doing Keshliches, al Kolcham Loy Osa Shlichusoy, it's not called Osa Shlichusoy. I didn't do a Shliches. The Chalois is Chal, but you can't say that I should be Moil, because the by Mi'ilid is a Tnai. That the Mishalach is only Moel if it's also Shlichus, Shlich also Shlichus, Balabai is Moel. Maver al Dvorov is not called also Shlichus. Could be that's Pshat and Rash. So, the Gemara answered, so we have a Raya from here, that it's not Maver al Dvorov. It says that he's, that Mishalach is Chayev. So the Moral says, no, it's speaking about he bought a cholok that was shoveh sheish, the havelei also shlichus, if I can. The cholok ba sheish, he told him that he should buy a cholok ba sheish, and he bought a cholok ba sheish. So the Gemara asked, so why is the shliach moil? A palace, shasloy machoinim midaitoyitzi, and fakel, your shlichus was to get you a cholok basheis. You got him a cholok basheis, got him a bag and a choychet butzel. But the second transaction, the purchase of a palace, shasloy machoinim midaitoyitzi, vloy midas balabayis. So memele, so therefore we'll say that, so that's why the shlich is moil. Let us see Taisvis. Nasan loidino shozov. Taima. Lifimada omrinam bazov. Dino shokesef. Echod meesrim vachamishe bidino shozov. A dino shokesef is 1/25th of a dino shozov. Heichi koma hoche vehevi loy bisholish choluk ubisholish talus. Avalele meima estes, there's, if there are, there's 25 dinrim in a dinner shozov. And there are, and there are 24 dinrim in 6 loim. Dinrim shel kesef v'chamesh v'chamesh v'dinrim shel zot there are 4 dinrim shel kesef in 1 sela. So memele, there are, so in 24 sloim, in 24 sloim, there are, in 24 dinrim is 6 sloim. Now there's 25 dinrim, so memele, so a half is 3 sloim and a half a dinner. That's the chesed, 3 sloim and a half a dinner. Is, havlameme bisholish vechatzi dinner cholik vechain talis. That he purchased with a sholosh and a chatzi din, the chain talis. That's one kasha. So the loshen haGemara is lavdav. Can I mention the Rishash? That the Rishash is that what Rashi says, vehim shisho sloim, Rashi is a plus lavdav. It's not, it's a shlisha shisho sloim plus a dinner. Now, Va'oid. Now Tais is asking a practical kasha in the economy. Loi motzinu mone hakadmoini muflig mishalonu. That means the mone hakadmoini dachs means the previous values is man chazal should be so different than our values. kol kach lohiker es hazov ulahazel es hakesef. That means it comes out in our Gemara that a dinar shel zov is 25 times worth more than a dinar shel kesef. So lohiker Tosfos understood. A dinar is a certain size coin, a certain weight. The whole difference is this is Zov and this is Kesef. So it seems Bizman Chazal that Zov was worth 25 times more than Kesef. Tosfos says, the Achshav Leimetzinu Sheyokar Hazov Al Kesef Yoyse Mimishkole, I think it's like Bimishkole, Alishneim Oso Shkole. That means Tosfos says the value of gold is 12 times as much as the value of Kesef, but not 25 times. Such a jump. Va'oid Koshe. Then Tosfos says another kasha, Ahid v'gam ofu midino shel kesef. Kidamrinen be'elu treifes, b'shili meseches kagige, the Gemara says, ke'oivei dino zov. The Gemara is saying, Ashir, you know how thick it has to be, like the thickness of a dino zov. What's the chilek? We're talking about thickness, what's the chilek of a dino zov, a dino kesef? So Tosfos is the difference of thickness. A dino zov is thicker than a dino shel kesef. The gam kovid mina kesef, and it weighs more than kesef also. The shoykel dino zov pishnayim bedino shel kesef. So that means a dino zov is take a double in weight, with the weight and the thickness, so it's double the amount of a dinar shel kesef. Lefichach. So therefore, Tosfos says the values kesef is 1/12 of zov. Zov is 12 times worth more. Here we see that it was worth much more. So Tosfos says, because it was double the amount of a dinar kesef, so we'll see, one dinar zov is worth 24 dinar kesef. 25, we'll see in a minute what happened, how we got to 25. Tikach dinar shel zov nimkar be'esrim v'dalet shel kesef. Avol mishkal be mishkal, but if you'll have the same weight, kesef and zov, ein shava mishkal shel zov ala yud bei shel kesef. That means just like bizmanenu, zov is worth 12 times as much as kesef. That was bizman chazal also, but that what they said a dinar zov is 25 dinrei kesef. So the Baal will explain 24. It's 24 dinrei kesef because a dinar shel zov is a double the amount in weight and size together, the weight and size combined of a dinar kesef. V'chein muchach b'hagodas t'rabbeloza ben hukenes. In Pirkei d'rabbeloza, we also see this yisod. The comma, it says when the two psukim that say how it was when David bought the karka for the Mokim HaMikdash. Ksiv, it says one posik, shiklei zohov sheish meyes, 600. Ksiv v'kesef shkolim, chamishim, 50. Olamadito sheshkolim nun shel zov shovim sheish meyu shel kesef. So the Pirkei d'Rabbeloza says, we don't have it in our Pirkei d'Rabbeloza, but Kaponim Tosfos brings a Pirkei d'Rabbeloza that says that here there's a number of 600. Here there's a number of 50, so the stir of the cheshbainis, so the pig that blows the end says no, that 50 shikleis of is worth 600 shikleis kesef, because zov is, that means, if that means the same mishkal, the same mishkal is, because gold is 12 times, worth 12 times more than kesef. Now, the Yifei Anayim asks Amir de Kekashe, the numbers stim beautifully. He says, but the Pasuk doesn't stim. He says, the Pasuk says, Shiklei Zohov Sheish Meis. So we're talking about Zohov, we say 600. The Kesef Shkolim Chamishim. We're talking about Kesef Shkolim. Kesef, silver, is Chamishim. So he says, if we would say Shiklei Kesef Sheish Meis, the Zohov Shkolim Chamishim, then Isis is beautiful. So that's it. Aber la meise leid dis steht verkehrt. Am hoire de kekashe. So the Yifeinayim wants to say, as follows. ובאמס יש להובן דברי תויספס. דימו יקוסו בקרו חמישים זוהוב, ושיש מייס כסף או יחש בן מחובן. אבל עתה שכוסוב חמישים כסף, גבי שיש מייס זוב, אין ביר לדבריים. So something's wrong someplace. ויש לבייר, על פי מה שכוסוב בספרי ברוכה, שינון בייס. והפרישו בכסף חמישים שקולים, so the Sifri says, Shenosan Kesef Bishovyoi Shal Chamishim Shiklei Zohov. Kesef Chamishim Shkolim, so the Sifri says, Pshat, that David HaMelech gave Kesef that was worth as much as Chamishim Shiklei Zohov. That's a Taish, Kesef Chamishim Shekel. And v'chein shiklei zov sheish meyais, that means he gave shiklei zov ba'ad sheish meyais shiklei kesef. So that's tamazoy pshat. Abal koponim, Tosfos Lamaisa says that faker, that this cheshbon, which bizmaneinu, the ratio is 12 to 1. That was Bisman Chazar, that was Bisman David HaMelech. Frektoisus va'avol gav de bezvochim perik basre porich lahanikroi. The Gemara in Zvochim asks this kashe, there's a stir, it says sheish meyis, and here it says chamishim, umishani lu binyanacher. The Gemara in Zvochem answers that he took from each Shevet 50 Shkolim, the 12 Shvotim, said, end of altogether 600. So Kesef Shkolim Chamishim was from each Shevet, and altogether it came out Sheish Meis. Miu, that's good, it's a good teretz. Miu, lefi pashti shal mikrois, mashmusam leforish, kmei bagode de rabbeloza, vei mikriyeits midei pshuti. That's drash. The Gemara in Zvochim is drash. Aber pashti is l'chayid what I am saying. We're not talking about two different cases. One he took from the Shvotim, he shaved it, and one he gave. No, we're talking about Vahashti Osi Shapi Ahid B'chayres Mahadalei Zuze Shel Hachoyz. Now, so Tosfos says, now we'll understand the lotion of the Gemara. Is this l'chayre shishim a dinner shows up is 24 dinrei kesef. So, how much should, really you should give back a sixth. You should give back a shtus. That's really what should be. It says he gives back a shtus and a zuz. So he says, so what's pshat in this zuz? What is pshat in this zuz? Is mahadalei zuze shel hachois. That means, if you're giving back dinrei kesef, so you mahadalei zuze shel hachois. Shenoisen kalben lochol shnei dinrei shel kesef. You give a kalben is a chatzimo, L'chol dinner shel kes. Now, we'll explain. L'chol shnei dinner shel kes. Now, Tosfos says like this. The dinner shel zov. Nimka b'chov dalid shel kesef. Dinner shel zov is chov dalid dinner kesef. L'chol beis dinrim shel kesef. Bahainu chatzi sela. Odom noisem hacho. There's four dinrim in a cellar. Every two dinrim shel kesef, when a person gives two dinrim, so also one gives a kalben, which is a sixth of a mor. We'll see. Kedisnamba per kamada mesecha shkola. Hanoisein sela. A person gives a sela. Vinoitel shekel. And he's taking a shekel. That means, let's say, a person has to give a shekel for a shekel, we'll see this is a shekel, the rabbona, which is a half a seller. The neutral shekel, noisein shtei kolboinis. The forish bigmore. There are two kolboinis of it. We sha'echod ha'noisein, be'echod ha'noitel, noisein kolben. That means whenever there's an exchange, so both sides have to give a kolben. Alma, b'chol shekel, the shekel, every shekel that is being given to exchange, and the shekel is, we'll see this is a chatzi sela, which is, it's called a shekel midarabon, these are two shkolim really, b'chol shekel, the shekel, nice and kulben. Ubisela ike beis shkolim derabona. That means, in a sela, which is really, for dinrim, there are two shkolim derabona, each shekel is two dinrim. Vosem b'shekel derabona naich, tusnampe per kama de shrita schum, per kama de shkolim, maislo bepek basra de bay. Now, so, beish kolim is a chatzi sela. No, beish kolim is, one shekel is besela ike beish kolim derabona. That means each shekel is two dinrim, and so memele, there are two shkolim in a sela. Meiselberg Basra de Beye, Ha'achin Vahashutvin Shechayovin Bekolben. If they're Chayiv Bekolben, פטורים ממעשה בהם. מפורש רש"י, האחים שחולקו. Now, the Gemara is saying there's two types of shutfus. There's a shutfus of tfisus abayis, which means before the chalukah, it's considered that the money is the estate of the oath, and then it's considered like it's one reshus. It's considered like this is nichsei ha'ov. It's not considered nechosem of shutvim. If achim made chaluke and then they became shutvim, so then it's called these are two bailam ovid. So shutvus tika bailus. It's called one estate before chalukah, tfisus habayis, then it's called shutvus if they made a chalukah and were mishtatav. Now, meforish Rashi, ha'achim shecholku v'chozru v'nishtatvu, chayovin b'kulboinon kechol Yisrael. So then, if they will give each yid has to give. Let me just explain one halacha, and then we'll understand this a little better. The halacha is that a yid gives a machzus a shekel, so he gave a kulban together with it. What happens if two yidin will give to the shutzim? They give a whole shekel, a half a shekel for each one. It's theoretically the kulban which is needed for the hachol and the shekel, the matbeya, really you need one kulban. But Chazal said, since these are two different yidin, so why should Hegdish lose out? Because they decided to give one whole shekel. So therefore, two yidin give one shekel, they also give two kolbonis. Now, let's just say one more halacha. What is the father has two sons, and he gives one shekel for the two sons, so then he gives one kulban. Because in Yesod it's called, this comes from one rishus. And that's really what the Gemara is handling over there in Beyer. The Kozman de Mechosim are Tvisus Habayis, so it's called one Rishus is paying for two people, then one Kulbin is used. If there's a Shutvis of two people, then two Kulbonis have to be paid. Now, Mefarsh Rashi, Achim Shecholku v'chosu v'nishtapfu, Chayovim b'kulboinam, k'chol Yisroel, she'uskeku litein machzus ha'shekel. So just like every yid who gives a machzus ha'shekel plus a kulbin, v'tilu aleim chachomim akolechet v'echot, each person who gives a machzus ha'shekel, lo'hesif kulbin, L'chol chatzi shekel, sheyovi. Dahainu shekel derabono. It means a chatzi shekel is a shekel derabono. We say that there are two shekolim derabono in a sela. So a sela is two shekolim derabono, and each shekel is a machzus a dreisidik a machzus a shekel. The sela hainu shekel diereise, and the two shkolim derabonon in a sela diereise. So a machzis a shekel is one shekel derabonon, which is a machzis of a sela diereise. Umikne sheheim chatzoi shkolim. Now, since when we're giving a machzis a shekel, chaticha is dakais, these are very thin coins. Upa'omim shemachlifim oisam b'monim, that means that Chveis or whoever handled with this money, they didn't have the small coins, they were machlif then into larger coins. V'noisnin hakul bin b'echa. So memele, when they'll have to exchange the small coins for a larger coin, a kulbin was used. So that means when you sell to Shulchani, so you don't give him only a machzis a shekel, you give him, together with machzis a shekel, a kulbin. V'omru chachomim havito lekulbin lechol mishkol mishkol. U'bedinu, Dahani achin shemivin shekel sholim b'neim. Since lemaise they're giving one shekel, that means one shekel d'iraise tushkolim d'rabonon lo yitno kim kulben echo. So they really only have to give one kulben because lefish ain't shom el mishkol echad. Because when you'll exchange it, you're not going to weigh twice. You're going to just weigh this complete seller. Avuchom metil aleim shnei kulbonis shloi livcheis mechabereim lomai et ha-hegdish. Period. Okay. Hochazinan miho shelechol chatzi shekel tohu shekel derabono, a chatzi shekel deraise, which is one shekel derabono. That means there are four dinrim in a shekel d'iraisa. And there's two dinrim in that's a machzis a shekel. But they made a shekel d'rabbonon, which is two dinrim, which is really a machzis a shekel d'iraisa. Now, and for every machzis a shekel, you have to give one kulbe. Shalachol chatzi shekel, duhu shekel drabon, kshepeirin lechenveni, noisnin kulbin leheche. So we give a kulbin for the hecho. Ba kulbin hu chatzi mo, ki de peirish nami b'masnisim perikama dishkol. The kulbin is a half a mo. Hilkach, lechof dalid shel kesef. If you have now a person gave a koyin a dinar zov, which is how much? Chof dalid shel kesef. So this is chof dalid dinar shel kesef. She shoykel liknais dinar shel zov. That means that you would take chov dalad dinri shel kesef, shu yud beis shkolim derabonim, which is 12 shkolim derabonim, noisen yud beis kulboinis. So for the yud beis shkolim derabonon, he has to give yud beis kulboinis sheheim sheish mo, because a mo, there's a chatzi mo for a kulbin. That's a chatzi mo is the kulbin. Now I have to give him l'chov dalet, aces. So the dinner zov is chov dalet, which is chov dalet dinre kesef, which is 12 shkolim derabonon. So for 12 shkolim derabonon, noisein yud beis kolboini, sheheim sheishmo. V'sheishmo kesef dinner. Lefikach, lekolal ahu zuze bahadi shtuse, v'leimo chumshe kolze diktek rabbeinu tam. So that means as follows. So Tosfos is saying, we gave the Kohen a din zov, which is chof balad dinrei kesef, which is yud beis shkolim derabon. So that's what I gave him. I gave him a din zov. Now, he has to pay back. Number one, he has to pay back. Four dinrei kesef, which is two shkolim. He has to pay back two shkolim. Two shkolim darabono. That is the, because really he only owes him he only owes him 20 dinrei kesef, which is 10 shkolim derabonon. So he has to give him back 2 shkolim. But he also gives him back the zuz, the extra dinner, what he gives him. This is a kulbin for the yud base shkolim derabono, lefichoch lekolal uzuz abadi shtus vleim achum shekol zadikta krabeinu tam. So therefore, the gemara made it into two inyonim. Shtus, he has to give back change. He has to give back change of. That's a shtusa six. That means, since in a dinner zov, there's 24 dinner kesef, he has to give back a sixth. And then he gives back another zuz. This is for the kulbonais of the yud beish shkolim, which are in the dinner zov.